Where was the red marker? Red and green, blue. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank and praise your name again this evening. We know you are present with us. For you said, we are two or three are gathered, you are present in the midst. Lord, we pray you might cause your doctrine to come to us. And we bring our souls under the ministry and cleansing of the blood of Jesus. Lord, by your blood we overcome.
Lord, pinagi sa imuhang dugo kami makadaog kayo din.
And by your blood we draw near unto you.
Pinagi sa imuhang dugo kino maka doon kami diha kanimo.
And we pray that you might open the eyes of our understanding.
Ang mga pangako kino magpray ni kaos pag-abri sa mong salabutan.
That you might cause us to rise to a higher dimension. We pray you might open our understanding and grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Anoint our eyes. Anoint our ears. We ask you, Lord, to speak for your servant here, right? We pray you might break the bread of life unto us. That you might give bread to the eater and seed to the sower. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today, we are going to study something very important. And I would like you to bring, if you have a paper, I want you to write down. Because it's important for you to go home and then to study for yourself. The Bible says that when God created man, he made man in his own image and in his own nature. And yesterday we were talking about the new covenant, the new priest, and the new temple. Today we are going to go back to that message. And then we are going to go a little bit deeper than we went yesterday. Yesterday we saw that there are three principal things that God is doing in the New Testament. The first one is that there is a new covenant. Because God will not do anything with you unless you have an agreement with Him. Because He is a covenant keeping God.
Tungod kay maulang kay kanyang bahagi diha sa pagtutok sa Dios.
Before God could do anything with Abraham, he had to make a covenant with Abraham.
Sama sa kinabuhi ni Abraham sa Dios wala pa magahimo ang Dios sa kumtang at kumaniya aduna sa sila ipakiksaan.
And based on that, God said, I want you to be my people.
O gagita niya ng mga patuluna ng Edson, ang Diyos na galing mo na gusto niya na ang matapos ka na pumahin mo kayo na iyang katawahan.
And God says, His people will be His dwelling place, His house.
Ngayon siya na kinig ng mga katawahan o kita ng mga katawahan sa Diyos, mawagin siya ang iyang pagaminiwan.
A temple is the place where God dwells.
Ang templo ay pinayagan nga din ang Diyos na higot kaya na gusto siya upiyo niya.
A temple is a place where a spirit is dwelling.
Ang pinayagan templo na din ang Espiritu sa Diyos para pagliho.
In the traditional religion that you find in Philippines,
na ito na sa mga mga grupo.
And in China, because some of you are Chinese in origin, some of you have Hindu and Buddha religion, you know, background. All over Southeast Asia, there are temples, isn't it also? There are different kinds of temples. And those temples are dedicated to certain spirits. And many of you are afraid of those temples. And that is why Christianity is not strong, because you are afraid of those spirits. And God is putting His finger on it. So a temple is the house where a spirit dwells.
Sa ato pa, ang templo din ang espiritu na kapiyo dihadapita.
And men use brick and mortar to build a house.
Nagpaduta na ang tao, sumala sa iyahang paghimo sa usang parimalay.
But the Bible said that the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands.
Ang Biblia ay mismo nagingon na atong Diyos, hindi siya gusto mo puyo sa templo sa nahinimo lang sa tao.
Because God is a spirit.
Tungod kay atong Diyos, espiritu man.
How can God dwell in this house?
Asa man, espiritu man, Diyos, magkapuyo ba Ginoo sa maning nga ito ang palibutan ka ron?
But God can dwell in you.
Ang Diyos, mupuyo kayo sa iyan, hindi mo nga mawag ka o ako.
Because there is heaven in you.
Tungod kay atong katunang kagahapon na ang langit na sa ato ang kasintas.
So, the real temple of God is man.
Sa ato pa, ang templo na sa Diyos, mawag ng tao.
Amen.
Amen.
God's temple is man.
Ang templo sa Diyos, kaya na sa Diyos, ikaw ako.
He says, if you open the door, I will come into you and dwell in you. But you see, it's not only God that dwells in man. Other spirits can also dwell in man. Because the Bible tells us there was a man who was dwelling in the tomb. You find that, I think it's in Mark chapter 8 or some or 5 or so, where he talked about the man that was dwelling in the tomb. In the book of Mark. And the Bible said that there are many a legion of spirits that were dwelling in the man. They told Jesus, "Have you come to drive us away from our house?" The Bible says that Jesus said, "When an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, that he goes through dry places." And he says, "I will return to my house." The old wine of Pentecostalism. The old wine of prosperity message. The old wine or Roman Catholic message. Does not tell you that you are the temple of God. It is telling you that God dwells in a physical house. It is a lie of the devil. And we are going to show you from the Bible that you are the temple of God. And because this is the temple of God, we must keep the temple of God clean. Amen. So we saw that there is a new covenant, a new temple, and then there is a new priest. And the new priest is your mind. The new priest is your desires, the different parts of your soul. A priest is not somebody who is wearing white collar. Or somebody who is wearing a cap. Or like a fish cap. Wearing a white dress, long dress. Or a man who is speaking like an American. My God is a good God. Amen. Amen. The priest of God is you. I know many of us have learned the bad habits. I can see that many of us are having problems with this message. I see that many of us are pastors and bishops. And we are heads of denominations. We have many denominations under us. I used to be like that. One of my friends is a big bishop. He has 88 churches. Eight 88 churches.
Ay, otsintay otso. Usa ka otso nga may hugay na. Duha ka otso.
All over the world.
Ha? Oo, di pasabot niya na sa tibuok kalibutan.
I started my own church before him. So maybe by now I've had much more than that. When I was still in the university, the medical school, I started my church.
In 1984,
what were you doing in 1984? Were you a Christian then? How many of us were Christians in 1984? Okay, very few. You can see very few. So by now, I have had so many churches. After 4 months, God said, close it. Close it down. I have something better for you. I have something better for you. So we are not telling you to do what we have not done. If you are here and you have many churches, you know, Jesus prayed, forgive them their sins because they do not know what they are doing. You know, you didn't know what you are doing. So God wants to teach us the right things. And the right thing to do is to dismantle all those things. And to become a brother like me. I'm a brother, just a brother of Jesus Christ. So you don't need any title, it's not necessary. Does a servant need a title to serve? The servant in your house, does he need a title to give you food? You only need an obedient heart to be a servant. Amen. Amen. So God is teaching us the good habits. Not to own churches. And those who are called to be servants in the house. You need one, just one requirement. An obedient heart. That is the only requirement. You need an obedient heart. You don't need any ambition to be the biggest bishop in Butuan City. Or to have the biggest church in Butuan. Amen. That is part of the old wine. The old priesthood. And God is setting it aside. Why do you want to spend your money for what God is putting aside? So we want to talk about the new priesthood. And this new temple, we want to talk about the new temple and the new priest. By the way, I noticed that you sisters are not dressing very well. Because you see, this is the temple of God, isn't it also? But I have looked around, most of the women as I see here, you are dressing like Americans. You are dressing like European women. And you are dressing like models. And another one, there's another one, but I won't mention that one. There is another type of dressing that I've seen. I won't mention that name of that dressing. That word starts with P. Yeah, but I won't pronounce that word. You know, you see, you are dressing for sex. It is the old wine. It is an old wine. It is the old wine. Amen. The scripture says that the body has been made for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. Your body was made for the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says the body is not made for sex.
Ang ulo Korinto, nagpadayat na ito ang atong lawas, wala kinigihimo para hilagtan lang permanente.
The body was made for the Lord.
Ang kining lawas, ang gihimo kinisya para sa Dios.
But we see the devil has changed it.
Ato nakit-an nga si Satanas may sol, iya kinigdinahinay pa, bahay pag-ato sa iyaha.
So when you dress for sex.
Unya mo na nga wala rito kay baloy man ekso tingala ang tanganay mananaw mga bae to kay ang sinulupan di ay hindi na,
you know, you dress as a sexual object.
Ha nga ang sinuluban na murag tuwa dito gikan sa kabarit.
You know the temperature in Butuan is very high.
Ha na iyang nagsibaran nga ang temperatura sa Butuan grabe gyud kataas.
Is it not so? It's very hot in Butuan.
Ah, di ba arangkat
summer guy. Aha. The temperature is above 30 degrees.
Ah, ang murag luminta na ka kwan. Kainiton.
Why are you wearing trousers?
Ano man isulti niya may son.
I see most of the women wearing trousers when the temperature is very hot.
Ano man tungod kay iya nakit-an nga mura lang maghubo ning uban to kay giinitan siguro.
Why? There's a problem in the mind. There's a problem. Because you want to look like a sex object. Amen. You need to change your dressing. You need to dress like a priest of God. And not like dash dash. Dash dash. But dressed like a priest of God. Amen. Sister Melinda, are you here? Come.
Come.
You know, she's going from Europe.
Siya dito sa Europa.
But she's well dressed.
Maayo kayo ang iyong postura, guwapo kayo.
Amen.
Amen.
So you should dress, the women should dress like women. And the men should dress like men. The men should not. No tattoo.
Ay,
na ay
mga
ano iyan? Amen.
Oh, wala mga tato.
No long hair.
Wala siya dili sa magkaas o buhok.
You don't cut my hair, yes.
Di ko magkaas buhok. Di ko magkaas buhok.
All that, brother, battle. Amen. The Bible says a man should not have long hair. Because it is a homosexual spirit. So the homosexual spirit will make the men to look like the women and make the women to look like the men. Amen.
Amen.
So I know you may not know what you are doing. Because you have not been taught. Now you are being taught. Or you have been taught, but you didn't take it to heart. Amen. Amen. So that was just by the side. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want us to look at the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6.
Sa kapitulo 6 sa Hebrews. Hebrews 6.
Go ahead. Straighten the sound.
Hebrews chapter 6. He said, therefore, from verse 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Verse 3. And this we will do if God permits.
Okay. Let me go to the size. Who some pray in that? Yes, he could. We have a good heart. 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 And some is saying that Christ will not. Bila nato balikon ang mga pagkulunan, may hukod sa pag-ilusong ikan sa mga buwan, na musangkot lang sa kumabayon o ang mga pagkulunan may hukod sa pagkulunan sa Diyos. Bila nato balikon ang pagkulunan may hukod sa mga bunya, sa pagpandong sa mga gamot, sa pagkabanghaw sa mga pagkayo o sa pagkukong gawa'y katapusan o buhantot na kinikon mutuho ang Diyos.
Okay. So, there are principle and foundational doctrines of Christ. And the first one is what the Bible calls repentance from dead works.
gitawagin sa pakinusul gikan sa sayong ka pagbuhat.
Repentance from dead works.
Pakinusul gikan sa sayong kabinuhanan.
And you cannot understand what the Bible means by repentance from dead works if we do not understand the foundation of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Yesterday I was telling you that there are two types of priesthood. That there is an old priesthood and then a new priesthood. A new temple and old temple. Now, if you look at, well, we don't have time to read all the scriptures, but if you look at Hebrews chapter 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Kung imo magani pagbasa ka ng kita sa Hebrews chapter 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, makinawan doon na ito ang pagsagot, may tungo sa trabaho ng Jesus Christo.
The Bible says that Jesus is a high priest.
Ang Biblia, panamang malipuhang may iso, nagasunting ang hirado ka si Jesus, siya ang pinakataas sa iyo na sacerdote.
That is a high priest over the temple of God.
Siya ang pinakataas kapari ni ana na pinuyana o templo sa Diyos.
And then, the Bible also tells us that Aaron was also the high priest.
Ang Biblia po mismo kay Soo na sunti na si Aaron usaw-usaw siya ka taas ka pare.
And Aaron was the high priest of the old temple.
Si Aaron, ang kalainan lang, siya ang taas ka pare, pero dito siya na butang sa daan na templo.
By the way, that old temple has been destroyed.
Sa gawas pa niya, ang daan na
and it will never be built anymore. And God made sure of that by allowing the Muslims to build their mosque on the same site. And by so doing, God was saying he has finished with the old temple and with the old priesthood. So the Bible says Jesus has been called as a high priest.
Ang Biblia mismo na iyon na si Jesus ay ang pinakataas na pare.
So, let me ask you a question. So, which type of priest are you?
Unsa man ang tipo nga pare ikaw?
Are you a priest after the old order of Aaron or a priest after the new order of Jesus Christ?
Dito pa na pahimutan dito sa daan para nataasan to si Aaron o niya yabang kita din sa bako na pahimutan.
Okay. Now the Bible tells us that there was a priest that was functioning before Aaron and Moses began to function in the Old Testament. And that priest is the what the Bible calls the priesthood of Melchizedek. Now, it is a priesthood of the Spirit.
Now, hello, na pare, di hasa espiritu.
And the priesthood of Melchizedek is the priesthood of God working in men. And we will show that the priesthood of Melchizedek is the priesthood of the soul. And we will show that the soul of man has been made to be part, to be a partaker of that priesthood. And as Brother Martin was saying in the morning, that priesthood is the condition of your soul, of your heart. And that is what the Bible calls the priesthood of the Spirit. He was telling us that if you can imagine, if God will project your thoughts on the screen. You know, men call worship singing. But God calls worship the thoughts of your heart. And this is a new type of priesthood. Which we do not call or count as being important. And if you are going to overcome in your homes with your children, between husband and wife, you need to know how to overcome as a priest. So I want to read from Genesis chapter 14.
Genesis chapter 14.
Genesis 14. Verse 18 says, "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine." Go on. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of the heavens and the earth." And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thy enemies into thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all. So here we see a man and the Bible says this man, he was a man. He was a priest of the Most High God. Amen.
Amen.
And he brought bread and wine. And he gave it to Abraham. And the Bible says that Abraham paid tithe to him.
Unya engon diha ambalan sulatan ug si Abraham humata tuya sa dili iyang gihanaran ikapulo kadto nga mao nga hari.
And he called the name of this man Melchizedek.
Og ang ngalan niya kung mao nga hari sa Salem gitawag siya og Melchizedek.
Okay, let's go to Psalm 110. Psalm 110.
Psalm 110.
Psalm 110 verse 4 says, The Lord has sworn and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So he's saying that this priesthood of Melchizedek is forever. It's not a temporary priesthood. It was a priesthood forever. Amen.
Amen.
So what is God saying? He's saying that, is he saying there will be a man who will not die? He will not die. A man who will be a priest forever. So who is this priesthood of Melchizedek? So we need to identify who Melchizedek is. So let's go to Hebrews. What did you say?
Sleeping.
So sleeping, really. Don't worry. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 5. It says, "For every high priest is taken from among men and is ordained in men in things pertaining to God." Verse 1. Hebrews 5:1. "That he may offer both gifts and sacrifices. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmities. And by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorifying not himself, to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. And he said also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh," because he was a human being, "when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learnt he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1 to 8.
Yes.
Okay. Ang tanan pa mo na upali, ipinigitan sa kapahan kung ito na orang magalagad o maghalag, siya magkasa o maghalag ng sinugod tungkol sa salak. Sarit huya ng siya sa mga nato, maloy siya sa mga muray, ibang kaagad o sa mga masalipo. O kay huya man siya, ginahangal maghalag siya o maghalag ng sinugod, hindi dapat alam sa isang sinugod, kundi sa iyang kawalay mong pag-asalosa. Wala magpili, sa iyang kabalingon, arunahimong pangulong pare kung pili ang Diyos mo'y magpili ka niyang sama sa iyong buhat kang arun. Sa sama pagi, si Kristo, wala magpili sa iyang kabalingon, arunahimong pangulong pare kung pili ang ditundog sa Diyos o giingnan, ikaw ang mga anak, iyo na akong mamahan, karong at lawa. Bigyan mo sa siya sa taipahin sa kasulatan, ikaw ay mong pare, hantod sa katulad sa salaray sa pagkaparing ng ibisili. Sa mga adlaw sa trawanong pagkinabuhin ni Jesus, nag-ampo o nangalimpo siya. Uban sa pagkasok ng mga pagtuaw o mga luha ang kanto sa Diyos na may kahog sa pagluwas kaniya sa kamatayan. Tungon kay mapausanong o puutan ng siya, ginuhog siya sa Diyos. Apan pisan o siya mamanap sa Diyos, nagkakatpon siya sa pagkawasinutan ng pinagi sa iyang mga pagkatos. Kay nahigpit ba siya, nahimok siyang pilugdan sa dayon nga kaluwasan alam sa tanan nga masinutanan kaniya. O gihimok sa Diyos nga pangulong pare sa laray ni Misidu.
Okay. Now I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. I will read it down up to Hebrews chapter 7, verse
3.
I want you to pay attention because this is very, very important. Because many of us do not have a foundation. We do not understand that God has called us to be a priest. And many of us do not know God's plan for us. So let's pay attention. Verse 19 of Hebrews chapter 6. Now this is the scripture Brother Mark was talking about in the morning. Martin. He said, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, of both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, where or whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." For this Melchizedek, King of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest continually.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20. Si Melchizedek hari sa sabi o pare sa kanilang Diyos. Sa pagbalik ni Abraham, ikan sa gubat din na patay niya ang mga hari, isugat siya ni Melchizedek o ipanaginan. Iatakan siya ni Abraham o ikapulo sa tanan niya iya. Ang unang tulungan sa ngala ni Melchizedek ako ang hari sa kaparo. O tungkol kay hari, man siya sa sabi, nagtulungan usap ang inakala ng hari sa kalinaw. Wala yung sulat, bisan sa amahan o inamahan ng Melchizedek, o bisan din sa sayang ang pagkakibalangan. Wala sa iyang sulat ang ipukod sa iyang pagkatawa o pagkamatay. Sama siya sa nasa Diyos, o pare siya hangtod sa kanaturan.
Now, the scripture is telling us that Melchizedek is a man.
Ang Biblia, nagatukan yun sa patapos ka nato, kasi Melchizedek, usang katao.
The scripture is telling us that there are two ways in which the people who are partakers of this priesthood of Melchizedek can come on the earth. There are two types, two ways.
Atong istorya mag-isool na ang naanay putama ko Melchizedek, kaduray duha ka mga pagtulon na atong matulungan, samtang kita magpadayo sa pagpaminaw ni.
And the Bible is telling us that this priesthood of Melchizedek is the priesthood of God.
Ang una na bahin, ang pagkapalag diha ni Melchizedek, usa sila pagkapalag sa Diyos.
Now, when you think of a priest, you think of Melchizedek.
Sa diyan na baga, kung ako na kita mahitubot sa payo sa serdote, di na kailayo na ito kung ako na ito ni Melchizedek.
And that this priest is an everlasting priesthood.
O kinikaw ang pari, wala ay katapusan.
But the book of Galatians tells us that God brought in another priesthood.
Sa Galatia, atong makitani na ang Diyos naghatag siya o lain na maumang pare.
And that was the priesthood of Aaron.
O Galatia, buti pa sa lugar, iyan di kuha atong pagkapare ingika ni Aaron.
Before, because the time for Jesus, who was the real priest to come, had not yet come.
Tungod na sulat kini Maisol tungod kay ang panahon ni Jesus niya itong pagsulat na wala pa mo ako.
Because when the priesthood of Aaron came, it was just one man, who was a high priest.
Sa diyan niya po ang pagkapare diha ita ni ita ni Aaron niya ang panahon na Maisol ayaw na lang usap ka tao.
But God wants every one of us to be a priest.
Apan, nagpatayo ng plano sa Diyos na gusto ang Ginoo, kalikad ay gusto ng katawa, kundi gusto niya na daghan ang mga pare.
So even when God allowed Aaron to function, it was temporary, just a short time.
Ang makita nila kasi ang Diyos, iyan imanduhan si Aaron para na makitaan siya sa kadaghanan, kaya dito siya mao ang angay sundo sa kadaghanan.
Now, the reason why I'm going into detail is because of the false teaching and understanding of what we call pastor.
Tungod kay atong kuhaon karon ang bisagikan ang espiritu nga gikuha gikan niya na ang gitawag karon mga pastor.
It's from hell.
Gikan niya na.
Is from hell.
Gikan niya na nga mao ka o gikan niya na sa gikan sa impierno.
It's not in the Bible.
Wala dili mo makit-an sa balang kasulatan.
God has one priest.
Adula dili usa lang ka pare o sa tatangulo pa.
And that priest is the priesthood of Melchizedek.
O kana siya na klase is kato sa pagkapare na tipo gikan kayo ni Melchizedek.
And the Bible tells us that Melchizedek is Jesus Christ.
Oh, ang Biblia dito sa ating ibasa na katuloy si Melchizedek mao kato sa istorya na itunod ni Ginoong Hesus Kristo.
Therefore, anyone who receives the blood of Jesus Christ,
busa ang matayo sa diay nga midawat o dihugasan sa dugo ni Kristo Jesus, maminaw mo nindo kayo,
is adopted as a son of God.
Mao kato siya nagkakahulugan na kita giadaptar, giangkon na kita mga anak sa Dios, babae na laki.
Because the Son of God abided a priest forever.
Tungod kay ang mga anak sa Dios, magapapiling siya o magapapiling sa walang katapusan kalakatan sa Ginoo niya.
So So if you say you are a son of God, what you are saying is that you are a priest. You cannot be a son without being a priest. But today, the whole of Butuan City is filled with pastors and bishops and so on. With churches and junior pastors and deacons and all sorts of things that men have brought in. And the reason for it is peso.
Peso. 1,000 pesos.
That is why men are sustaining that system. It's not in the Bible. Amen. What do you find in the Bible? Is that all of us are priests. All of us have been called to be a priest. So the Bible said that Jesus Christ is the priesthood or the high priest of Melchizedek. How did Jesus Christ come into the world? How did you come into the world? Is there any difference between the way Jesus Christ came into the world and the way you came into the world?
Difference is Jesus Christ came from the Holy Spirit, and the man is came from their, you know, spouse.
Okay. Jesus Christ was born by a woman. And you are born by a man. I was born by a woman. Like Jesus Christ also. Amen. The father of Jesus Christ is God. And when I become born again, God is also my father. So Jesus, the father of Jesus Christ is God. But his mother is Mary. My mother is in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. My father is in heaven. Amen. So Jesus and myself, we are of the same type. Amen. And the Bible says that he called us brethren.
Ang Biblia mismo nagdeklara na kita manat suol na babae na lalaki.
And in order to be a good and faithful high priest, he put on human flesh. He did not put on the body of angels. He says, a body hast thou prepared for me. And with that body, he entered Mary and came forth as a child. Amen. The body God gave him, he gave him from the foundation of the world. And with that body, he could manifest on the earth anytime he liked. Amen. So when the Bible talks about a priest, he is speaking of Jesus Christ. He is speaking of a man. He is speaking of a new temple. So when Jesus came on the earth, he told them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Because he said he spoke of the temple of his body. Many of us do not know that our body is a temple. And many of us do not know that our soul is the temple of God. And many of us do not know that our spirit is also the temple of God. So man has a spirit from God. Man is a soul that has 4 realms of the spirit, that has 4 natures of light and lives in a body. That is the eternal temple of God. But the devil has given us a wrong picture. Therefore, many of us are defeated. And we function in ignorance. But God says, I will build my house. I will build my temple, and the gates of hell will not prevail. He says, keep my temple holy. So God is doing something new. There is a new message. It is actually an old message. But it may be new to you. What is the message? That God is coming to dwell in man. Because he has chosen man to be his eternal dwelling place. I want to read Psalm 132, and then we will draw some things on the board. And then we will go to the second part of the message. Psalm 132. Psalm 132, verse 13. 13 and 14 says, "For the Lord has chosen Zion. He had designed it for his habitation." I want you to read the English very well. Verse 15 says, verse 14 says, "This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it."
Should we have a little break? Maybe just a song or something?
No, we're going.
You got another hour, you think, or what?
Okay,
maybe a little break.
What is he saying in this place? Is the message very clear? God says he has desired Zion. God says he has a house. And this house is his dwelling place forever. It means this house must be a spiritual house. Because God is not a man to dwell in a physical house. Amen.
Amen.
And this house is you and me. And this house is God's house for 1,000 years to come. After 1,000 years, he will add another 1,000 years. And forever and ever, this will be God's house. Amen. So, who is Zion? Who is Zion? And where is Zion? Amen. Okay. You must always go to the Bible. Okay, let's go to the Bible to see who is Zion. Okay, Hebrews chapter 12.
Verse 22.
It says, "But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto," not that you will come, but you are already come, "unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus," you see Jesus again, "the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of Jesus," that is the blood of sprinkling, "that speaks better things than the blood of Abel." Amen. This is God's house. Amen. You know, when I heard this message a few years ago, I went and dismantled everything else I was doing.
Ninasugod sa pagnanaw ni ini og iyang gi iya ibalewala na tito
I was in denominations. But I knew that I was in ignorance. I knew that this is it. I knew what God was offering me was the best. And I want to tell you, God is offering you the best. Some of you are in the valley of decision. You are still in the denominations. You still have, you are still owning churches. And you are still functioning in the order of man. And even in the time of Jesus, they had the high priest. They had the Pharisees. They had the scribes and the lawyers. Hallelujah. But many of them did not understand what God was saying. God is talking about Zion. Zion is different from denomination. Do you understand? Denomination is of man. And we are not here to form a new denomination. We are not here to do for members. There is no post to share. There are no posts to share out. There is no money to even share and give you. I paid my ticket to come here. Do you understand? I am a teacher like you. Most of you are teachers. I'm just a teacher like you. I paid my own ticket to come here. Do you understand me? Amen. I don't have money to give you. If you are looking for money, you are in the wrong place. Silver and gold have I
none.
Amen. But we have new wine.
Amen.
Do you want the new wine? Then you have to look to God. Amen. There is no money to share in this place. But there is life. Amen. There is life. Hallelujah. When you are in Zion, you will spend. Amen. You will spend your widow's mind. Elijah told that woman, give me the food you want to give your child. The woman said, after this meal, my son and myself will go and die. Hallelujah. This is not the place. for supermarket Christianity. Amen. This is the place of life. God is offering you life. Amen. I pray you can see the difference. Amen. God is bringing us to a place of deliverance. A place where we will be happy to spend for Christ.
Yes.
To offer ourselves to Christ. To give ourselves for one another. Amen. To share what God has given us. That is true fellowship. You know, so this scripture is telling us about Zion. That Zion is the city of God. And in Zion there are many temples. Say, in my father's house there are many temples. Says many dwelling places. And God is giving you an opportunity to be part of that dwelling place. Amen. It is a choice you have to make. And there is a price to pay for it. Amen. So we find that man is the dwelling place of God. But you see, it's not only God who is interested in man. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody else is interested in Zion.
Yeah.
Amen. And it is important that we understand the battle we are involved in. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to go to Isaiah 14. Do you think we need to take a short break or we should go on? Because I'm entering the other part of the message. Okay, we should go on.
Maybe just a stand up,
right?
Okay, you want to stand up? Wave your hand to the Lord. Amen. And bless the Lord.